Starting from the first wide line.
The first wide line.
So, yesterday, until now, we were speaking about, we wanted to know why, in a case where you can't carry out the regular halacha of Edom Zomim, you give the person, you give the Edom Zomim Malchus. That's what we want to try to figure out now. That in a case where we don't do the regular Kasha Zama, then you give Malchus. So yesterday we said it was because of a pasuk of Hitziku, that we said a whole Gemara of Hitziku, it's a tzaddik, which is a rasha. So we said that it's a remnant. That pasuk, really, of course, this is like Avram worked it out yesterday. The simple pshat in the pasuk, there is a pshat in the pasuk. But Gemara wanted to see a remnant. What's the remnant? How can you see like a hint or allusion to this halacha that Edom Zomim get Malchus? Now, how do you get the allusion that you get Malchus? Fine. Now, yesterday also, we said, what does remez mean? When the Gemara says something is a remez, what does that mean? It means there's Rasha and there's Isa. So really, it's Machlokes Rishonim. So the Rambam says that whenever it says the word remez, it means, it doesn't mean a deraisa. It means it's really a thing, it's a halacha from the Rabbana. But when we bring a pasuk, the pasuk is like a smachta. The pasuk is to support. Sometimes you have Gemaras that bring, you have a din of halacha from the Rabbana, but we bring a source from the Torah, it's like really found their halacha to like a support for their halacha. Really, the halacha is the Rabbana. So according to the first John the Gemara, according to Ula, this whole halacha of getting Malchus is not from the Daraisa, it's only the Rabbana, at least according to the Rambam. Because the Gemara said, what's a remez? We brought a pasuk. The pasuk was an allusion, it was a hint to this idea. It was a basis and a support for the Rabbana. But really, the halacha of giving Malchus is the Rabbana. This halacha, if you get Malchus, the Rabbana. So now comes the Gemara and asks, why is it the Rabbana? The Tepo Glei Milotane, learn that it's a halacha deraisa. Why is Ula telling me the whole halacha? Malchus is the Rabbana. What do you mean? It's a straight out pasuk. The pasuk says, you shouldn't say a false testimony in Bestin, one of the Ten Commandments. One of the Seres Endeavors. Don't testify falsely in Bestin. And so automatically, we know the rule is, every time anyone transgresses a negative commandment, it equals Malchus. So right away, that should be the reason. So why, Tommy? It's the Rabbanan. It's the Raisa. So that's the wise question. The table play below Tanan. Learn out that the reason why you get Malchus from Lusana. So what's the Gemara's question exactly? What are we asking? That every case of Edom Zomim should be Lusana? I mean, you can ask a better question. Every case of Edom Zomim should be Lusana, right? Every case of Edom Zomim, every case of Edom Zomim,
right?
You testified falsely in Bestin.
Right.
So you should that means you transgress the negative commandment from that Saras Adiris. Don't say a false testimony. So that alone is a reason to get Malchus. So why are you trying to figure out fancy reasons and fancy pshatim and remez and all these hard gemaras where you spend 2 days trying to understand it? It's simple. It's a pasuk that says, don't testify falsely.
You have a klal and a prat when it comes to the punishment. And in a case when it's prat, kasher zaman, you do like that. And if you can't do all the way kasher zaman, you rely on the klal, on
fine.
The punishment of losan.
Oh, that's a rashi. So let's say rashi. That's a Rashi. That's what we need Rashi. What does Rashi say? Well, Rashi.
Which Rashi?
The tape of Glaim. It's about almost halfway down, more to the bottom half of the Amma. About 18 lines from where the lines get narrow, from the bottom, like 18 lines up. So Rashi says, brings the Gemara. The tape of Glaim. So Rashi explains like this. Kol anche lave makut. The rule is, the onish of every lav, anytime we transgress a negative commandment, the onish is Malchus. It's really Gemara later on. Ella means unless. But makom shepirish lecha, unless we explain to you what onish, unless we explain to you a different onish. Okay? Which is, in our case, is kasher zama. Usually, you'll get the regular onish, and if there's no other onish there, then if someone transgresses a lav, they get Malchus. So in the case where you can't get the kasher zaman, rashi the kanche inu yachol onchan. Over here you can't give them the punishment for onish hakatuv bahen, with the onish of kasher zaman, like we explained until now why we can't give kasher zaman. So yilku, then they should get malchus. So Rashi explained to us that really this rule that every time you transgress a negative commandment is malchus, that's only if there's no other punishment there. If there's another punishment, give that punishment. But if there's no other punishment, by default, anytime anyone transgresses a negative commandment, the punishment is to get lashes. So our Gemara is asking, why are you trying to figure out a whole hard pshat to get malchus? If Edom Zomin, you can't give them their regular punishment, because you had all reasons why not. You can't do to them what they wanted to do to the other person. You can't do kasher zamin. So fine, it should be a default. The default always is malchus. So why are you getting all complicated, making the rabbanans and remes? It's a pasuk of the Torah. So the Raisa, so it should be malchus. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, it's not a good default. Let's see, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishum dahavelav she'en bo maisa. Since it's an action, because it's an action, it's a lav without an action. And the rule is, v'chol lav she'en bo maisa. Anytime a person transgresses a negative commandment without an action, like here, so here, the Edom Zomim, they didn't say an action, they just had a dibur, they just spoke it out, they didn't do an action.
Did it cause harm or damage or...
So the Gemara is saying here, it's a little different. In what they did, they didn't do an action. They didn't do an action. Action is worse. According to this Gemara, our Gemara is going with the opinion that says any lav that has no maisa, you don't get malchus.
They didn't do a physical action. They just came to use their words
to testify. So let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Where do we get this rule from? We said, l'kaman, later on, yalifla, we're going to learn it out, the parak gimel, on daf yud gimel, on the base, the Gemara is going to learn it out. So now, the Gemara said, learn out of Lasana. What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer, you can't learn out of there because it's a lav without an action. This default that you have, that every lav gets malchus, it's only a negative commandment with the action. Like the Gemara learns out over there on daf yud gimel later on. But our case, by Edom Zomim, it's only, they only did a speech. So you don't get malchus. Now, so you're not going to get malchus because of Lasana. Now, what was the Gemara's answer now? On a simple pshat, so how do I know in the Zomim get malchus? In a case where you can't do the regular punishment, you get malchus.
The Rebbe is a woman.
Oh, from Ula, from Itzdiku, that's punishment pshat, right? According to Maskana of the Gemara, how do I know you don't, that you get malchus? From Itzdiku, you're not learning from Lasana, that's how you might learn. Nachon? Because the Gemara is saying you can't learn that, you can't learn it out of, you can't learn it out of Lasana. However, almost all the Rishayim say it's not true. We're wrong. So,
about the Dibur not being a Maisa.
No. They almost all say that it's wrong. The Gemara is trying to say is that usually, right, usually a lab without a Maisa doesn't get Malchus. But in this case, Vetziku itself reveals to me that on this lab, even though there's no Maisa, you still get Malchus.
Oh, right.
So that's a Rishon LeGemara. Yeah, we would learn, because they're learning that Vetziku was a Gilui, it was a revelation that in this Lasana, this negative commandment, even though there's no action, and even though according to the regular rules you don't get Malchus, Vitzdiku reveals to me that you do get Malchus for Lasana.
But Vitzdiku is actually telling you that you are doing an action without you doing an action. What's Vitzdiku? It's a verb.
Yeah, but Lamaisa,
you didn't do something.
Lamaisa, it wasn't an action, you did a deeper.
Right. From here we're learning that
but then why is not saying, There is a Shtigl Shah, but Al Gemara, at least the Pashup Shah, it's not saying, we're learning it, it's not it, you didn't do an action. So again, we would learn Pashup Shah, me, regular guy, not you, me, I would learn Pashup Shah, is the Gemara asks the question, learn it out of Losana, learn it, you should get Malchus because of the negative commandment. The Gemara answered, you can't get a negative, you don't get Malchus for Losana because there's no action, right? So therefore, we go back to the Gemara's first pshat. How do you know you get Malchus over here? Because of the pasuk of Itzdiku. Come, all the Rishonim say it's not the pshat. That's wrong. It's very nice that you think like that, but you're all wrong. Almost every one of the Rishonim say that. And they explain that the Gemara is not telling you don't get a Losana. The Gemara is saying that if it's now that you can't learn, usually I would never learn Pashup Shah at a Losana. But now they have Itztiku. Itztiku tells me that in this case, for this negative commandment, that's why you get Malchus. Why do Rishayim say that? Because they all say that they know Kalatari Kula. They say there's no such thing ever of getting Malchus if you didn't transgress a negative commandment. There's no such thing. Period. So you can't tell me here, they don't want to say that the Gemara is telling me a new rule now, that Itztiku is a new pshat, that's the only case in the Torah ever that you find that you get Malchus even though you did not transgress a negative commandment. There's no such thing. So they would rather say that Vitzdiku is revealing to me that in this case you're really getting the Malchus for the Lasana. That's what all the Rishonim want to say. Almost
why,
all the Rishonim.
Why can't you just say it's a novel thing? We just learned the entire first daf was teaching us that all the Kal Vachomers, everything was teaching us that the whole thing of Makos is something completely different. It is its own novel shot. Why can't you just learn out that you get Makos on it?
But what's the source? Meaning, until the whole Amud. I mean, what's your source of the Torah? Why should you get Makos? I mean, what's the source?
From
they're saying that that's not a good enough shot. The Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara
why
doesn't want to
leave. Why using a remiss instead of using a...
Much even more than that. They say because there's no such thing. Oh, we never find in the Torah that you get Malchus without if there's no lav involved. There's no such concept in the Torah. They're the Rishayim. That's what they say.
There's no such concept involved in all of Edom Zomer, except for Edom Zomer.
No, but you can have a lot of a chiddush for Edom Zomer. To tell you get Malchus, from the fact that Gemara brings a Losana, first of all, you're right. If the Gemara wouldn't say Losana, I agree with you, they would say it's because of its tikkun. But now the Gemara said Losana, they would rather understand it to mean that its tikkun was a elevation on Losana. Because there's no such short. They learned the Gemara, they're telling me you don't know how to learn Gemara. That's what Rishonim told me. They said that's what you think I learned the Gemara. You don't understand because you know what? If you know the whole Shas and you know there's no such concept, you understand you have to be backing. There's no such concept of getting Malchus if you didn't do a lot. If I didn't transgress a negative commandment, there's no concept that all of the Torah, all of Shas, you could get Malchus just because of a Hitziku, because of some remez, some pasuk. It has to be a transgress some type of law.
Yeah, it says that you transgress a law, but with an action, as opposed to no action.
Your Malchus to be based on your law. That's what they say.
You can. The problem we've got is that the second half of the Gemara here, the tape of lay, appears to say you can't. It gives a tape of lay and says no, you can't use that. But maybe you can read the tape of lay differently, because if you take the mishum here as parallel to the mishum that we just had. The mishum that we just had before was a rhetorical question that can't be.
And so
here too, the mishum is not an answer.
It's
a rhetorical question that can't be. You want to say that it can't be that.
I don't think the Rishon had to come on to that. No. I don't think that's how they learned. They're just learning. That's their Havana. And then after the Tires of the Gemara, that's how they understand. Because of their background. Since they know there's no such thing in Shas, that's what all the Rishon they're
what's
not comfortable
with.
There's no such thing in Shas as getting Malchus if you didn't transgress a lot.
Right, but there is a trick.
No.
But there is such thing as a lot of the low Maisa.
No, but every lot, we also have another rule.
Because
if you're talking about Tziku, if the Gemara wanted to say it, Tiku teaches me that you get Malchus, the Edom Zomer get Malchus.
Yeah, but we came off of that to the Remez.
Remez was Vetsay Vetsiku teaches me, a Remez if Vetsiku teaches me, you get Malchus.
You get Malchus.
Good. Now comes the Gemara and says, maybe you learn it out of Lysana. Gemara says, you can't learn it from there because it's a law without an action.
Right.
Good. So you can't go with the general rule of that it's a this lab. This lab wouldn't help you. You can't default and say it's a lab.
Yeah, but there is lab without my son.
No, there's no other. Usually the rule quite. What's that? There's another issue. Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's a Rabbi Yehuda. What's that? There's a Rabbi Yehuda. Before you get into Rabbi Yehuda, according to the way our Gemara is going to other Shita, our Gemara holds like that a lab, Sheim, my son doesn't get mocked. We'll get to Rabbi Yehuda in a minute. There is another sheet.
There's an argument.
And what are the Rishonim say on that? That there's an exception to that rule?
Which.
That here, even though it's a lav without an action, still would put in the category as if it's a lav with an action.
No, they didn't say that. They said, even though it's a lav without an action, this case is different.
Why?
Because that's Vitzdiku taught that to me. That's what Vitzdiku teaches me. It's a drusha. Vitzdiku revealed, though we made a whole drusha yesterday, Vitzdiku is a tzadik, which is a russia. This reveals to me that this case is different.
How?
We said yesterday how it revealed it to me. However, we leave you Gemara exactly where you learned it yesterday. Vitzdiku is a tzadik, which is a russia. The same way you learned yesterday. She says that whole pasuk on its own is not good enough. That pasuk is revealing to me that Lysana is going to get Malchus.
Before the Remez?
Or is it coming to reveal to
before
us?
Before the Remez in Rashi, where he will have this special.
No, with the Remez. After the Remez. After the Remez.
Is it coming to reveal to us that we still have to follow the rules?
Yeah.
That Lashay Mamaisa does not get Malchus.
Good.
So is it really coming to reveal to us that Edom Zomim is in essence an action.
No, it's not saying that. That's not Pashup Shah. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Maybe the Rishayim didn't say that. I don't know. The Rishayim didn't say it. You're already being figured out on the Rishayim, maybe. And I'm saying, the Rishayim, Pashup Shah didn't say it. I don't think they mean that.
An action, but here for some reason it's an exception.
I'll tell you what, a lot of them have a kasha.
Now,
they don't hold it because they're still bothered. They have. What?
No, I said, I just want to repeat. So it's allowed without an action, but it's an exception to the rule where they do the gebachos. And how? Because they learned that it's an exception from v'astiku v'ashiu. That's the legal, right? How? I don't get how after.
Fine. Right. I say the Rishayim don't say, you see from the Rishayim, they don't say that this is the act. They're saying it's an exception to the rule. The same way until now you were happy, but Siku taught me that it was good enough. We just didn't know that we're going out of the rule, against the rules, right? Before, until today, you learned to me, if it's Siku teaching me, you get mafas, right? Now we just.
Usually, Lashem Bamaisa, you're holding back, you're not doing anything. Lashem Bamaisa, usually not.
No, even not. The Gemara's cases later also.
You don't eat, you don't.
No, the Gemara's other cases. If you didn't do an action, the Gemara's other cases, not only you didn't do anything. Any case where it wasn't an action or something else, Eidos, it's not necessarily fun. Now, Rabbi Yosef is asking a question.
Is it because that Siku is superfluous? Based on that.
However you learned yesterday, I'm not going over yesterday. However you learned yesterday, then keep the same shot. Yeah. However you learned it yesterday, that whole yesterday shir reveals to me that this cake that today we go against the regular rules. However you learned,
we just have it.
But you have to mix the rebbes with the pshat.
My rebbe mixing anything. I'm just saying it reveals to me that this case is different.
No, but according to the pshat, it was extra. So therefore, you have to go to the world of rebbes. That's what Rashi said. Fine. So once you're rebbes, you're in the world of Adim Zayim. So in order to but it's not extra in the world of rebbes to learn something else from. It's not extra there. It's only extra in the pshat where you're not dealing with Adim Zayim. That's where it was
no.
extra.
Fine, I'll talk to you after. Whatever pshat, don't switch your pshat in yesterday. However you learned pshat yesterday, we're just saying that yesterday's Gemara Beit Siku was revealing to me that we're going against the rule. I mean, everybody's getting, whatever, because we're going against the rule. Yesterday also went against the rule, he just didn't tell you. Now he told you, so you don't like it. Yesterday also, but the Gemara just said now, you're going against the rules. Fine, now, everyone asks you a question, that really our Gemara is like doing a little trick. Because really on Daf Yud Gimel, if you say it's learned Daf Yud Gimel, some people you see, that there's a big machlekas over there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, a few daf back and forth, if this rule is true at all. Our Gemara is saying, a lot with Adam Maisa doesn't get malchus. Our Gemara is, you should get malchus, Kulei Sane. Gemara said, you didn't do an action, there's no malchus. Our Gemara makes like this the only sheet there around. So Rashi told us, look at Dr. Gimel. So if you look over there, you see there's a big hole machlekas back and forth. There's a Rabbi Yehuda over there that holds that a lot without action, you do get malchus. So how is the Gemara
making a statement like this?
Making ke'ilu, there's no such Rabbi Yehuda. We're just saying our Mishnah is fine because a lot of the out of action doesn't get malchus. Hold up, you turn a few pages, we see that there's another shita out there. So in a way, I'm still stuck with the same question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you have to come onto the pasuk of it? Siku, you should get malchus because of leisane.
Superfluous.
So that how do we answer Lefi Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara didn't tell us about it, just like whatever, just like went for it, like was trying to trick us. The Gemara, how's the Gemara thinking? I mean, when the Gemara answered, right, what was the question? You should get malchus because of leisana. What's the answer? It's allowed without an action, so there's no malchus. But there's Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Yud Gimel who says that a lot, even though it does not has no action, you still get malchus.
Why can't we just say here that the Gemara is more than not like Rabbi Yehuda? And they're different.
Want to say our Gemara is going out with Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
You're saying our Mishnah, our Gemara is not going through Yehuda?
Obviously, since we're in the Tzidiku, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that.
We see it in the last week's parsha when the guy doesn't cover his pit, he gets punished for not doing something. So it's a punishment.
You don't get malchus. The Gemara Bava goes through the whole thing why it's considered, because the Gemara says that he opened it. The pasuk says
it's considered. Nachon. The Gemara Bava Kama. He's punished on the fact that he opened it. He's punished on the fact that he didn't close it.
Nachon. That's the Gemara Bava Kama talking about.
He didn't do anything.
No, but first of all, you don't get malchus. You have to pay. It's not malchus.
Okay, fine, but in general,
we're not saying you don't get punished.
It's a lav.
It's a different case. The Gemara Bava Kama goes through the whole case.
You get punished for
that.
But didn't the Gemara say, you said that rule? Is that rule that there is no lav without a malchus? There is no.
There is no lav that you get malchus.
Okay.
That's the same.
There is a lot of lav without an action. Any lav that has no action, we can't give you malchus on. You have to do something. It has to be. If you did it, it's like levels. You could do a lot without an action. It's bad, but it's not bad enough for Besen to start whipping you. The next level is a lot with an action. Then Besen could whip you, at least according to Rashi. But the problem is, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds you get whipped even a lot without an action. So our Gemara's question is back on: why do you get Malkus? This guy, this eight zomim, when he came to Besen, he did a negative commandment. He went. He did losana. He spoke for. He said it. False witness, false testimony. So why isn't he going to Malkus? What's Pshat? How does Yehuda understand this? So really, if you look at the Gemara over there, it's not a problem. Because Yehuda himself, it's the opposite. Yehuda himself over there learns that you get Malkus on a lot without an action. You know where he learns it from? He goes backwards. He learns it from our case. He learns it from our case. That's what Rishonim said. If you look at the Gemara closely, the Gemara is really saying he's learning from our case. So come to like this. According to the, it's Rabbi Kiva over there, the other Shitas, with the rule is usually a law that action does not get Malkus. What about our case? Our case is an exception to the rule. To have a whole shmuz of it, stiku, it would take 3 days to understand it, stiku, the whole drush. But Rabbi Huda, who holds a law without an action, does get Malkus. Our Gemara is his source that you get Malkus.
How?
Because we see in our Gemara, this Eid Zomim, he didn't do an action, and you're still giving him Malkus. See, he learns from here to the entire Torah that's the general rule. He takes it that he learns the rule for the whole Torah from our case.
From the pasuk,
from its secret, from Lysanet.
But he doesn't need it.
Of course he does, because but how do you know you get Malkus? But how does he know that you get Malkus from Lysanet altogether? We're saying the secret taught me you get Malkus by Lysanet. I mean, because I'll tell you what, does it. Rabbi Kiva has a source that any law without an action does not get Malkus. And that Gemara over there. But comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, I think a law without an action does get Malkus.
You see it here.
What's his proof? His proof is from Edom Zayman, from our Gemara. Okay. But so well, our Gemara didn't say, our Gemara didn't say, how do you see from Laysan that you for sure get Malkus? Maybe you don't get Malkus here.
So over there he's relying on something that doesn't have what they're relying on.
No, of course he does. He's saying because he's relying. Oh, it must be he's relying on
it. But is the Gemara proved it out that you get Malkus from
it? So right. It must
and
be he's
relying
on
it.
It must be he's relying on the secret. It has to be relying on the secret. It's the only way it works.
I don't understand
the secret
of how he learned it from that secret.
However, nothing else he could have learned it from.
And you say,
what do you mean nothing? But what
like the same way you learned yesterday,
that's
remember.
Superfluous.
Not superfluous.
Exactly what it was for.
Rav Yehuda's learning out Malkus. Exactly like we learned Malkus this morning from the Rashi over there.
We're keeping everything the same.
No,
I understand. Keep Remus. Fine.
So
that's the question, because again, we said our Gemara said you should get an Einish for like, why don't you get Malkus for Lasana? The Gemara said because the law without an action, the law without an action you can't get Malkus. Good. Now the Rishonim explains that. So at the end of the Gemara, if I ask you, give a test. Why do Edom Zomim get Malkus? In a case where Edom Zomim you can't give them the same punishment, why do they get Malkus? What's the answer? The answer is from Ula from Beit Tiku. The answer is wrong. The answer is because of Lysana. The Rishonim all say because of Lysana. The Rishonim say because of Lysana. But you just told me the rule is in Lysana, it's a law without an action. Saying no, because the Pasuk of Beit Tiku revealed to me that this case is different. And what did it reveal to me? That for this law, you could get Malkus in this case. That's what they say. Because that's it.
Can you explain how it outside? How it reveals it?
Yeah, because we have the whole drasha of Beit Tiku, right?
Yeah.
And so, even though usually you're a Lysana, you would right away say there's no action.
Yeah.
Right? But the Tziku that whole puzzle told me.
How does that Tziku show you that
it's learning out from Lysana?
It doesn't show you. There's not going to be a connecting link. But you have to understand, it's not going to be a connecting link that says it. It's not going to say, oh, this goes. It's not going to show you a link that's going to go into Lysana. But you'll understand automatically, this pasuk is teaching me that you get Malkus. Now, we learned yesterday, however you learned yesterday, you get Malkus.
The question, your hand is too big.
No. What we learned yesterday is not relevant to the answer of this question.
Fine, I'll talk to you after. Fine, okay. Save it. So again, so we wanted to know why in the world, at the end of the Maskana, why do you get Malkus? According to most Rishonim, it's because it says Lysana. But are you going to tell me it's a law without an action? It doesn't matter because the whole drush of Ulas Vetzikus Atalik told me in this case, even though it teaches me, you still get Malkus, which Rishonim understand to mean, why you're getting the malchus. You have to give me a reason why. You can't just give malchus without a lot. Because why? The Rishayim say why is the Vitzniku telling me just point blank, you get malchus. Now, why? The drush alone isn't going to help me. I need a lot. You need to tell me I'm doing some type of lot. The Rishayim says there's no such thing as getting malchus without doing a lot. There's no such thing. If you're telling me Vitzniku reveals to me you get malchus, you have to have a lot back in you.
So the Rishonim say that the loisane is the lav, and because the tzniku is superfluous, that's legal.
So
it's kind of mixing remes with drush in a way, because the remes shows you that the tzniku is from the edim zonim. But in the world of remes, it's not superfluous. Only in the pshat that didn't work, it's superfluous. So they're kind of mixing the two of remes and pshat, because in the world of pshat, it's superfluous. That was Rashi's whole step to get to the remes, right? How do we know it's talking about?
Right, I understand.
You?
But it's not really mixing. You don't fine. Nachon, it's fine. You could do this. What's wrong? Meaning you're taking the remes, you're tying it back. Nachon, you're taking the remes.
Normal case of lasagne.
Right.
What's the punishment?
A regular case, you don't get malchus.
It's a guy came, you don't get malchus, because it's
a lot without action. According to the Rebbe Kiva, you get nothing. You walk home, you do tshuva, you got nothing from Bested. A guy comes to court and he does one of the ten commandments. He goes against it. Since there's no action, Rebbe Kiva says we can't give you malchus. Sorry, you got to go do your own tshuva. We can't help you do tshuva this time. No, nothing.
But is this coming to teach?
Not every case, only...
This is only because of Tzaddiku is coming to teach on...
Edom Zomim.
On Edom Zomim.
Yes, I'm telling you.
On Edom Zomim gets Malchus. That's it. It's not coming to teach back on Lasani.
That's the Pashi. I'm almost sure it doesn't go backwards. It's because this is Edom Zomim. The whole drush was only for Edom Zomim. Yeah. In Edom Zomim. So again, so we said what...
We've shown him that his Tzaddiku is holding up the Lasani, and Lasani is holding up his
Tzaddiku. Anyway, Nachon. That they're interconnected.
Fine.
So now we realize we don't know so much. We should even know more than us. We don't know how to learn Gemara. Fine. It's good to hear. Fine. Now, what was the question? Now, the next thing was now like this. Now, so again, what was the next step? We said, well, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Right, we said Rabbi Yehuda says, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says a lot of action does get malchus? Right? So we said he knows it from our Gemara. That's what we said. Fine. Let's see the next Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. There were four things that were said by Edom Zaymin. I mean, four things were said, four cases out of the ordinary halakha of Edom Zaymin. What's the first one? Einasin ben Grusha ben Chalutza, like we said in our Mishnah, right? One exception to the rule, right? We say four cases that are different by Edom Zaymin. The first case is, you don't make the Edom Zaymin into a ben Grusha ben Chalutza. Like that was what we saw in our Mishnah. Second case, like we saw in our Mishnah, the Edom Zomim don't go to Ari Miklat. Fine. What's the third case? Ein Mishalmin et HaKofer. You don't pay Kofer. But we're saying the third case is, you don't pay Kofer. What's Kofer? Kofer is when someone's ox is a Sharmur, we already know that it already killed three times, it already gored three times, and this guy still let his Shar loose and it killed somebody. What's the halacha? The halacha is he's very negligent, this guy, the owner of the shar. So he has to, what happens is we kill the shar, and also he has to pay kofar. He has to pay money to the family of the guy who died. So what happened? This guy had a shar mu'ud. It already killed, it hurt people three times. Now he wasn't careful, and he let his shar, his ox, go out into the wild and it killed somebody. What's the halacha? Halacha is we kill the ox, and... We kill the ox, and also we kill the ox first. But also the pasuk says... The owner of the animal has to get killed. That's what the pasuk says first. It says, killed it. But it says, if he wants to buy himself out, if he wants to redeem himself, he could pay money. He could pay money to the family of the guy who died, to the inheritor of the guy who died, and then he redeems himself, he doesn't have to get killed.
Well,
we're going to get that in the Gemara. We're going to get to that. That's a shy on the Gemara. Whose value? What value? Yeah. So good. Coming soon. Fine.
Coming to Gemara near you.
Yeah. Fine. So again, you have a regular guy who's his ox killed a person. His ox was habitual gorer, already killed somebody. So luckily, you should kill the ox and kill the owner because he was irresponsible. However, the pasuk says he could buy himself out by paying to the family of the ox, by the family of the guy who died. That's the Gemara's machlokes. We're gonna get to it. It's the machlokes of the Gemara. Yeah, what does kafar mean? Does it mean kapara or just means like a monetary thing? The word kafar itself, that's really in essence what the question is. So it says pay kafar. What in the world does kafar mean? Achol, that's Pasha's, what the Gemara's question. Fine. So now what happened? Now we have a more, because that's just the regular case. That was this week's Pasha, last week's Pasha. Right now, what happens if someone did Edom Zomin on such a story? Right, two Edom come in, they say, we saw Reuben's ox kill Shimon. Right? And we know it's a Shamu, we saw Reuben's ox kill Shimon. That's what they said, right? Comes out there Edom Zomin. Right? They say, we saw Reuben's ox kill Shimon, comes out there Edom Zomin. Right? Now, what do we usually do? Usually, the owner of the animal has to buy himself out, redeem his life. Correct? Saying here, the Edom Zomin don't have to redeem their life. They do not have to give money. Who should they pay? Maybe they should be paying the owner of the animal. What did they want? They wanted the owner of the animal to pay to Shimon's family $30,000.
Right.
So they should pay $30,000. Let's say the amount of money, we'll see, pay $30,000 to Shimon's family. So now the Edom Zomin, maybe, they should have to pay Reuben $30,000. Right? That's the halacha Edom Zomin. Whatever you want to do to him, you want Reuben to pay Shimon's family $30,000. So we should make you, the Edom Zomin, pay Reuben $30,000, right? Whatever you want to kasher down, what do you want to do to him? We should do. Kaba says, no. Mar says, in this case, you don't do that.
What about the ox?
So that's a good question in the Rishayin. What's the way? Well, the ox is staying alive. You don't have to kill the ox because we're coming out the whole thing was false. So you're not going to kill the ox.
Maybe the, I have a question actually I had, and I'm learning this, whether or not they're testifying on, what are they testifying? Whether the whole thing happened or whether the guy was really a moed, the ox was really a moed. Really, they really saw him kill or didn't kill?
No, they're saying you're with us at a different study. You didn't see the whole story.
You didn't see, but
we don't know, so therefore we have no more testimony.
But we don't know, right. Somebody but we don't know if it actually killed.
It could be a kill, but right. Now, we don't have it. It could be right.
Don't
could
know,
be,
right.
Well, it could be the guy died, but we don't have
witnesses. We don't know if the bull was a moed and not a moed. Well, we never did any of it.
I mean, we don't have any.
It could be. Right. But it could be even part of the story was true, but these Edom aren't good. You could have said, well, it's these things, sometimes it does happen. Could be half the story did happen.
Right, maybe he isn't worried, but he didn't.
Right. But fine, but Lemaisa.
Did kill that person, but these two guys lied.
Right,
that
can also happen. It changes the amount of money that he would have to pay or something like that.
Nachon,
it was not a motive. If they're just testifying that we saw a motive. But the reality is, he was only warned two times and not the third time.
Right.
It changes the how much money he's lied.
Right. Now, the main point is, you're right, it could be as complicated as the story, but bottom line is, these witnesses are worth nothing because they're found to be Edom Zomin.
Right.
So now the question is, Edom Zomin, usually you pay to them whatever you want to do to him. We do it to you. So you want the Reuben to pay Shimon's family $30,000. Maybe we should say Edom Zomin should have to pay Reuben $30,000. Right? Coming to where I said, no, you don't. We're going to learn why. You don't do that. The Edom over here, the Edom Zomin, do not have to pay. They're off the hook.
You get Makos?
Oh, it's a big Makos we're showing them. It's a very good question.
It goes back to my original question. If because of their lying, the owner's ox got killed.
If it didn't get killed yet, we didn't kill it. We're invested. Fine. Oh, no, what's that? You're right. That's a different issue. Though. We're showing them also talk about that. What's involved?
What's happening to
the money? We're not focusing on it. It's a good question. We're not going to focus on the shrine because it's very complicated. The shrine is very complicated. What's happening with the axe? Because we should be paying for the axe also. Put that on the side because it makes more problems. Meaning, Rav was asking, what if the axe? Really, the story, the Zomim, the two things wrong. First of all, they're testifying that Reuben owes Shimon $30,000. Reuben owes Shimon's family $30,000. Right? That's first of all. So they're saying Reuben, and also we killed his ox already. Possibly we already killed Reuben's ox. So really over here, the Edom Zomin should also be paying
the money on the ox.
It's not possible to kill the ox already.
It could be
if they already executed the deal, then the Zomin don't get punished. If they killed the ox, that means the testimony was already passed. And we know Edom Zomin were only punished.
Do we know that?
Yeah.
We know when they killed the ox. Maybe they killed the ox before they find out.
Maybe they have to
the trial.
They have to
pass
the
din
to kill the
ox. It's a little bit complicated. So here, there's two different parts of the din. Even if you kill the ox, there's the paying. There's the killing the ox, and there's Reuben paying Shimon's family $30,000. Like we see in the next case, it's like
two dins.
The, in a way, there's
right, because we have to think of the second din.
It's not so clear that, because the Rishonim asked what happens when you did kill the ox. It sounds like there could be a
separate din.
It could be because from the Rishonim's kash, that's understand. The Rishonim asked, what about the ox? Why are you not paying money for the ox? And they're getting all complicated. There should be money and no malchus. But anyway, put the ox aside because I was whatever. But let's not talk about the ox for right, at least for right now. We're not going to focus on that.
Let's just eventually discuss it.
Yeah, it could be.
Hopefully, we'll get to it. The Rishonim talk about it. We'll see. First of all, let's try to get the case. We're not talking about the ox. We're talking about the fact that Reuben is supposed to owe Shimon's family $30,000, right? Because he has to redeem himself. He has to make right. He has to pay kofar. So now he's saying these Edom Zomim do not pay the family. Now Tzvi asked a very good question. In our Mishnah, what do we say? You don't get Edom Zomim. You don't get the regular halacha. But what do we do to you? In our Mishnah, what do we say? You get Malchus. You get Malchus. So what about in this case? Do you get Malchus or not? So big machlokes rishonim. Oh, so Rabbi Avram wants to say yes until proven otherwise. So you're right. So really, I would say yes also. However, it comes back to a bigger question. Another question is, why do our Mishnah
say
these cases? So the Ramban wants to learn. The Ramban says, this case you don't get malchus. The Ramban says, in this case of even though by the case of kofar you do not, we don't give them the punishment of paying the money to Hashem. They don't make Reuben pay the money. Even though we don't do Hazam, we don't do kashas, still you do not get Malchus. That's what Ramban wants to say. Ramban wants to say that you do not get Malchus.
Has he learned like Rabbi Akiva?
No. So first of all, why he says, first of all, let's just get this separate. The fact is Ramban says you don't get Malchus. Right? And that's why answers why we didn't say this case in the Mishnah. Because really there's another kasha. If there's four our Mishnah, we sound like for instance Sanhedrin, our Mishnah, already said to all the exceptions to all the normal cases, Edom Zomim, right? Yes. Comes our Gemara and I'm going to tell you, by the way, you missed another two or three cases.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the question is, why didn't our Mishnah, unless he's saying Tanah B'Shair, our Mishnah seemed to tell me all the exceptions to the rule. So that's what the Rishonim. No, all the Rishonim, because our Mishnah, our Sanhedrin, our Mishnah is telling you, these are the exceptions. Remember the Gemara said, this exception. Now I'm going to tell you another two exceptions. It sounds like we're giving you all the exceptions for our Mishnah. Okay, there is such a concept. We say the Mishnah left some cases out, but the Rishonim want to try to understand why we didn't say these cases in our Mishnah. The Rishonim are bothered by it.
Basic case, you want to call them that you can apply. But
the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim have a better tariff. The Rishonim don't say your tariff. The Rishonim say there's a reason in each case of these cases why we didn't say it.
This is a monetary.
Right.
No, so let's take a step. Each case, Rashi doesn't say clearly. It's not clear. I didn't understand from Rashi clearly.
You could argue from Rashi that Rashi holds that they also get Malkut Amai. But the long Rashi we just learned is at the end when he explains in, he says Kugon, for example. It doesn't say they're the only two cases.
Could be a Diak and Rashi. Could be Nachon here. Could be because Rashi said Kugon means he's just giving two examples. He'll also hold. Right, because why just Rashi? Just Rashi say these are the two cases, and that's all. So why is Rashi saying, for example, on that last Rashi? Because there's more cases. Nachon, very good. Could be Rashi, no. But the Ramban, correct. There's machlokes, big machlokes with Shem. The Ramban says there's no machs, and that's why we understand why this case wasn't in our Mishnah. I mean, we have a question: why is this case not in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to be telling me all the cases that
why
don't
it seem to be telling.
Because that's what it seems. Because that's what Rishonim learned. Because it's saying me, it's list, give me a list. We started Sanhedrin, give me a list, no interdict. Now give me another two cases. So you should mention all the cases. So maybe you should just say one case.
What if there's 100 cases?
But there's not. The argument says there's only 4 or 5 cases. That's what our Bryce is telling you. That's what the Rishonim learned. But the Bryce is teaching me that these are the only cases. That's the Rishonim learned. You want to know why? Because they know Shas Ba'Pet. They knew.
All the
Rishonim? No, it's Rishonim. They all try to deal with it. They all have a different way how to get out of it. Why our Mishnah didn't say it. Everybody wants to know, why did our Mishnah say these cases? It's a kasha. Why did our Mishnah say it? I mean, they know Shas, that these are the only... I mean, we're always coming from us that don't know anything. They know that there are only 5 cases.
Is that Bryce bring additional information that we weren't
before? I hear you, Kash, but in this case, the Rishonim for sure learned that it's different, because I understand it, because I saw our Gemara earlier, we said this is accepted, and these are the two exceptions. The Gemara, you could get out of it, you could see...
The basic principle is that the Mishnah Hayata has to bring all cases, or just not one, or specific. You can't just bring a few. If there's...
But in this case, they don't hold like that. Here, you Kash. First of all, they have a better terrace. You could say, if you have no terrace, just say we brought the major one. They have a better terrace than that. Instead, the Rishonim have a better terrace than you say. Mm-hmm. I understand what you say, but they're saying much better.
If the Ramban holds that these are exceptions to the case of Arbayim Mamas, then what is he holding with the fact that the Mishnah itself says the cases of Ben Mishnah and Mitzah and Ari Mitzvah?
So what's your question? What are you asking there?
Well, because this Raisa seems to also say Ben Mishnah and Mitzvah and Ari Mitzvah.
The Chorus
is taking those out of the clause.
It's not taking those out. We're adding. It agrees with the Mishnah, and it's adding more cases.
Didn't specify which
thing. Is it Kedamrina?
I thought you were just saying that this Brisa teaches us that these are exceptions to Malkus.
Not to Malkus. These are exceptions to the general rule of Edom Zonovan.
I asked the question.
Those two are just okay. On Kofar, whether or not you're going to get Malkus on.
No, so again.
Five questions.
So Kofar is one of the exceptions. It happens to be the exception that relates to not getting in Malkus.
Right, that is what we say.
Okay.
Now, fine. So coming at now, that was just the answer. Meaning, why didn't our Mishnah say this case, at least according to Ramban, why didn't our Mishnah mention this case? Ramban says, because our Mishnah, in place of giving the regular din hazama, we give Malkus. Ramban says, since in this, right, because our Mishnah is Malkus, we're trying to tell you cases that you get Malkus. So since this case, you don't get Malkus, even though you don't get Edom Zaman, you don't get the Kasher Zama, you don't either get Malkus. That's why we didn't mention it in our Mishnah. At least they feed the Ramban. That's a good answer. At least they feed the Ramban. Good?
Mm-hmm.
So you answered a good question. Do you get Malkus or not? The Ramban says no. But there are other Rishayim. The Rambam actually says you do get Malkus. And according to him, you still have to know. Still remains a question. So why didn't our Mishnah mention this case? Right? According to Ramban, it says you don't get Malkus. So then we understand why our Mishnah didn't say this case. All our Mishnah's cases are cases that you get Malkus. However, according to the Rambam says you yes get Malkus. But then it still remains a question, why didn't we say this case in our Mishnah? Fine. So again, what are we trying to figure out? We have four or five cases that the Gemara brings that you don't give the regular din of Edom Zemim, right? So we said the two cases of our Mishnah. We have the case of Kofar. And we have another case here. In Nimkarin Be'evet. Oh, so what's that? Let's see Rashi on this third case. We'll stop over here. Let's see Rashi. In Mishalman Kofar. 12 lines, 13, 14 lines from the bottom, where it gets from narrow, the lines get narrow. Ein misham kofar. What's the case? Im ha'idu, if they testify the Edom Zayman, b'shar ha'mu'ad, shaharag es ha'ada, that killed the person, v'huzmu, and they became, they got huzam, they got Edom Zayman. V'hayim ha'chayven es ha'baylam kofar. They were trying to obligate the owner of the ox to pay kofar, the chsev, like the pasuk says. Im kofar yushat ala v'chulu. Says if kofar is placed in him, etc. The pasuk says the owner of the ox has to pay kofar payment to the family of the person who died.
That's so,
right again, you get Rashi again. Im ishama kofar, im heidu. If they testify, the edim zomim testify, b'shar hamuad on a shar hamuad, right, a shar that gored a few times, shaharag es ha'adam, that killed a person. Well, who's mood? Now they got huzam. Now they got became. We proved that they were edim zomim. So they were trying to obligate the bailam, the owner, right? The edim zomim are trying to obligate the owner to pay kofar to the family of the person who died. The chtiv, like the pasuk says, im kofar yushat alav. If kofar is placed on him, and said, then you redeem yourself with the owner of the animal should redeem himself by buying himself out and paying the family. Placed on him.
You shot. And they assuming that the ox didn't
pass
over here.
I don't understand. The story was, I'll tell you, we found Shimon dead. We have an ox roaming around, and we find Shimon dead.
Okay.
We don't know the story.
So there's somebody that's died. Okay.
Someone for sure died. I mean, they're saying Shimon dies, that Shimon has to die somehow.
With
Holzer. Yeah, with Gore. I remember once they saw Holzer in a shirt from getting Gore. At least one home. At least one home. So then we see the guy got Gore. So no one knows the story. So some guys want to make action. They come and they don't like Reuben. They say, no, let's blame it on Reuben's ox. So we know Reuben is an ox. Reuben's ox killed him. They're trying to say Reuben owes Shimon's family $30,000. Comes out. Another two guys run into the best. Dude, you weren't there. You were in a lot with us. Right? So halacha is, we don't make the Edom Zomim pay Reuben $30,000. Even though they were trying to make Reuben pay Shimon's family, still we don't. Right? So that's halacha. That's the third. So that's the third exception to the regular rule of Edom Zomim.
They'll get Malkus.
So depends. According to Rambam, well, if you want to go easy, according to Rambam, they'll still get Malkus.
Fine,
yes, the Rambam says they get Malkus. That's good for you. You have the Rambam in your pocket. You go out to Rambam, and they'll still get Malkus. Obviously, the Rambam holds you don't, but the Rambam says you do. Fine, Baruch Hashem, Shkel, we'll stop over here. Baruch Hashem. We're trying. Hashem should help us open our brain. Rav Ram. You ready? Any gloves?
What?
Any boxing gloves?
I don't want a box, I just want to have a shot.
Joking. So tomorrow we'll try to go over these cases and go through the next two cases. Whoever's interested.
Yeah. Tomorrow it's not like you're doing it, you know, nomin or adopt a day. So you're working, keep working, working and working.
Yeah,
working
hard.
It's good. It's good.
It's very interesting that both shops were getting it from the table.